Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 74 degrees. A big spike in COVID-19 cases nationwide. We have the story.
Governor Kelly plans to delay the start of the Kansas school year. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police arrest five people for allegedly robbing an Academy Sports and Outdoor store. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County looks to hire a diversity and inclusion officer. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Another thunderstorm complex has moved in from northwestern Oklahoma, and that's going to be affecting us this morning. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
The U.S. sets another record for daily cases of COVID-19.
Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. saw 67,000 new cases of coronavirus Wednesday, the most ever for a single day. The outbreak is so bad that Alabama Governor Kay Ivey issued a new rule requiring face coverings.
I'm calling on everyone in our state to practice personal responsibility and wear a mask.
In Texas, they saw a single-day record of 110 deaths. And the next time you go shopping, you may need a mask. Retailers including Walmart, Kroger, and Kohl's are all requiring shoppers to mask up or get out. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Kansas governor says she will delay the reopening of the state's K-12 schools for nearly a month until after Labor Day.
On Wednesday, the governor announced that she'll be issuing two executive orders. One will push back the start date for schools.
I cannot in good conscience open schools when Kansas has numerous hotspots where cases are at an all-time high and continuing to rapidly rise.
The other will require districts to use precautions such as masks and temperature checks.
Because the Board of Education's health guidelines are not enforced, I will also issue an executive order to make those common sense mitigation strategies that are in the board's plan mandatory, because we have already seen what happens when guidelines are voluntary.
The plan will also impact fall sports. Kelly announced her plans only hours after the State Board of Education approved roughly 1,100 pages of reopening guidelines for local boards of education. Kelly says she will issue the orders on Monday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested five people on suspicion of aggravated robbery and theft at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
At approximately 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, police said officers responded to a disturbance with weapons call at the store in the 2700 block of North Mays Road. Officers contacted a 42-year-old employee who reported five people entering the business and attempting to leave with over $2,000 in merchandise without paying. With the assistance of witnesses, police said they located a suspect vehicle at 13th and Tyler, and a second suspect vehicle was located at 17th and Tyler. Five people were arrested. The stolen merchandise was recovered and returned to the store. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County will be adding a diversity and inclusion officer position.
County Manager Tom Stoles says for some time they've been looking at ways to include diverse ideas and voices both from within and outside their organization. He says it's important for employees to be heard and outline many reasons for such a hire.
It would be used to enhance recruitment, hiring, promotion, and retention of diverse staff with a variety of experiences and backgrounds to make our organization as strong and inclusive as possible.
The position will also help review county policies and procedures. There's no timetable for when someone will be hired, but the county manager said they will be looking for an exceptional person to fill that role. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for a second federal execution this week. The vote to allow the execution of Wesley Ira Perkey was 5-4, with the court's four liberal members dissenting in the decision early today. Perkey is said to be suffering from dementia. His execution had originally been scheduled for Wednesday evening at the Federal Correctional Complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. Perkey was convicted of killing a 16-year-old girl in Kansas City, Missouri, before dismembering her body. Lawyers for the 68-year-old Kansas man argue he has dementia and is unfit to be executed. They said he doesn't understand why he was being executed. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And in sports this morning, we'll talk about the Kansas City Royals as they get ready to start their shortened 2020 season. That's all coming up.
America's fittest city has just been announced. That story on the way on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Steve and Ted of the morning now. KNSS News time is 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he has tested positive for the coronavirus, making him the first governor to report testing positive. The first-term Republican made the announcement Wednesday during a virtual news conference. 48-year-old Stitt has backed one of the country's most aggressive reopening plans and resisted a statewide mask mandate. Federal judge is dismissing a coronavirus-related lawsuit.
Cruise ship passengers Ronald and Eva Weisberger say they're owed damages from Grand Princess and the Carnival Corporation. They didn't catch the coronavirus while on board a vessel, but say the emotional distress they endured over fears of COVID merits more than $1 million, and the cruise ship company should pay up. A federal judge, though, is rejecting their argument and their lawsuit. The ruling warns if the suit were to proceed, it could lead to a flood of trivial lawsuits. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Hackers take over dozens of high-profile Twitter pages in an apparent Bitcoin scam.
Twitter investigating hackers taking over dozens of high-profile accounts to post messages urging folks to send thousands of dollars in Bitcoin. The targeted pages include those for former President Obama, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, billionaires Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and rapper Kanye West. Apple, Uber, and several high-profile cryptocurrency Twitter accounts also compromised. It's unclear who's behind the scam, but it falsely promises to double all payments sent to a Bitcoin address. Twitter promptly locking verified accounts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
America's fittest city has just been announced.
Congratulations, Arlington, Virginia. You're in great shape. For the third year in a row, the Washington, D.C. suburb is named the fittest city in the United States. The list comes from a report by the American College of Sports Medicine and the Anthem Foundation. The annual American Fitness Index looked at cities based on 33 measurements, including health behaviors, chronic diseases, and community infrastructure indicators. Seattle, Washington came in at number 2, followed by Minneapolis, Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin, and San Francisco, California, rounding out the top 5. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning, we've got the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Gasoline prices staying fairly stable right around that $2 a gallon mark. The average just under that, $1.99 or $1.98 a gallon on average this morning here in Wichita. Traffic volumes on the highways really starting to pick up, seeing some heavy traffic around Kellogg and I-235 at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, the radar is indicating a large area of showers heading our way here in Wichita and South Central Kansas. Let's check it out now. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Friday Eve. Before we get into those storms, how are you guys doing?
We're doing very, very well this morning. We are.
Good, good.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
And it looks like things are going to be getting a little bit loud out there. I'm sure some of us, especially to the west side of Wichita, may be starting to hear a few rumbles of thunder. I definitely wouldn't be surprised. It looks like, looking at radar right now, right around Cessna, just to the west of Goddard, possibly seeing some of those storms on the approach. So if you're listening, be ready. Grab that umbrella, grab that rain gear, because you are definitely going to need it if you plan on heading out the door anytime soon. Now, our forecast, mostly to partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers and storms. Looks like we'll get clipped here in Wichita by some of that heaviest rainfall, and then we'll be able to dry out, at least turning drier by the time we get into midday. High of 90, once again seasonable despite some winds switching back out of the south. We'll feel the difference by tomorrow, though. Partly cloudy skies, another 20% chance of a shower or storm later on this evening into tonight. Now, one or two of those could be strong to severe, capable of wind and hail. That's what we'll have to keep an eye to the sky out for later on today. Low of 74 later on tonight. Once we wake up early tomorrow morning, there could be a lingering shower, maybe a lingering rumble around, similar to what we've been dealing with over the past few days. And then a high of 98. So there's that difference in our temperatures with that southerly flow taking over, as we'll go from below average to above average within 24 hours. Saturday looks a lot drier, mostly sunny skies dominating. High of 100, though. 100 for a high on Sunday, too. It does look like we'll just have to keep an eye on those evening, overnight, early morning hours, but still looks mainly dry for a lot of us. 90s next week, still going to be toasty. Right now, we're at 73 degrees. That rain not starting just yet. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. South winds 5 miles an hour. Dew point of 66. Still feels at least a little bit humid out there.
You know, it doesn't look like there's going to be anything severe in this storm or this rain that's coming our way, is there?
Yeah, not expecting anything severe, but Steve, I've been talking all morning. I would not be surprised to maybe see maybe some small hail, some gusty winds. And of course, we'll have to watch out for that heavy rainfall for anybody that lives in a flood-prone area. And also, we did have a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings just down to our south, northern Oklahoma. So these storms definitely worth watching, but yeah, not expecting anything severe.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Today is Thursday, July 16, 2020. On this date in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister, Lauren Bessette, died when their single-engine plane, piloted by Kennedy, plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. The death of John F. Kennedy Jr., 1999. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and making news over the past few months, George Floyd in the Minneapolis police custody, and he died in his custody, triggering protests across the country. And this morning we have a little update on what's happening with George Floyd's family. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Not surprising, George Floyd's family attorneys, including Benjamin Crump, who's represented other high-profile cases, yesterday announcing a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and its police officers in the death of Floyd, for which four officers are charged. The lawsuit says the Minneapolis Police Department trains its officers to use deadly force in non-deadly circumstances, and says that the department has a history of providing and permitting killology, according to the attorneys, and a warrior-style training. Additionally, the lawsuit alleges that Minneapolis Police Officers Federation President Bob Kroll has further encouraged officers to behave aggressively, and Benjamin Crump saying it was the knee of the entire Minneapolis Police Department on the neck of George Floyd that killed him.
So it sounds like you're going to probably have some video in this trial and all the supporting evidence to what they're charging there. And have they mentioned, and I hate to be crass, but have they mentioned how much money could be asked for in this case?
Well, so this could be resolved in 30 days if the city council and the mayor wants it to be. They could get together and quickly expedite this, and they likely will, based on the language we've heard from the mayor and members of the city council that basically said their police department murdered George Floyd. I can tell you this. Last year, the family of Justine Rescheck-Damon, an unarmed white woman who was shot and killed in her backyard by a black police officer, they settled a civil rights lawsuit with Minneapolis for $20 million. So that was the largest payout in terms of a case like that in the city history. The officer in that case now serving a 12-and-a-half-year prison sentence for murder. So this should be it's expected that this will go quick. This hearing on a possible payout for this family, and it's probably going to be really big.
Yeah, Jeff, that's, you've mentioned a lot of times those who are being sued look at this and say, oh, let's settle and get out of here while we can. So yep. That might be what happens here. All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, George Floyd's family attorney, announcing a civil lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the police there, as that was to be expected. I mentioned that early in the game, Ted and I were talking, said, I mean, it's going to be a heck of a civil suit if this thing doesn't come out right. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Mail deliveries could be delayed by a day or more. Under cost-cutting efforts being imposed by the new Postmaster General, the plan eliminates overtime for hundreds of thousands of postal workers and says employees must adopt a different mindset to ensure the Postal Service survives the coronavirus pandemic. Postal Service leaders say in a document obtained by the Associated Press that if postal distribution centers are running late, they will keep the mail for the next day. The changes come a month after a major donor to President Trump, Louis DeJoy, took over the sprawling mail service. And, of course, the Postal Service has its problems in recent years, mostly with money, and this may be a way to at least they hope we'll save some money there.
Yeah.
The Postal Service. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for a look at sports now. Jad Chambers is on the sports desk this morning, Chad.
The Kansas City Royals are looking to get their very short 2020 season underway. Making an announcement yesterday, left-hander Danny Duffy starting for the Kansas City Royals when they open against the Indians in Cleveland next week. The 31-year-old will make his third start on opening day, although this is a different opening day than the others, very much so. The game will begin a season shortened to 60 games because of the pandemic. Will last through August and September. In this year's summer training, instead of spring training, the Royals have dealt with four positive COVID-19 tests, including both catchers on the 40-man roster. But, of course, some good news on Tuesday night. Salvador Perez rejoined the team after an isolation period. Manager Mike Matheny says it's good to see Salvi back.
His reaction time looked great. His legs looked strong. He stayed in great physical condition. And we see him walk up there in that first at-bat with men on first and third and hits a line drive up the middle. I mean, just, man, what a great comeback story for this quarantine startup here the second time around. So couldn't have been better in my mind.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. So Mike Matheny saying it's good news and got Salvador Perez back for the Kansas City Royals when they start up next week. In front of the largest crowd for a sporting event since the pandemic began, a fan favorite won NASCAR's All-Star Run. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano with more.
In front of a crowd of as many as 30,000, Chase Elliott proved he's an All-Star.
Chase Elliott gets his first.
Super proud of you guys.
First All-Star win in his fifth start.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports, the number 9 Chevy pulling into victory lane for the first career NASCAR All-Star Race win for Chase Elliott, following in his dad Bill's footsteps, just the second father-son combo to win the All-Star Race, joining the Earnhardts. Elliott walks away from a noisy Bristol Motor Speedway with bragging rights and a cool $1 million. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin rounding out the top five. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So NASCAR's made it back, and they're continuing to go. They even had some fans in the grandstands out there. They said they were going to sell 30,000. There was about 20,000 or so there. Those grandstands in NASCAR, large.
Yeah, they are.
They can definitely seat a whole lot of people, and they definitely had room in between them all when they were there yesterday. Huge sports birthday today. Huge. I don't know that if they get bigger than in Wichita sports than this one. It was on this day in 1968. Barry Sanders. Born right here in Wichita. Yeah, went to North High.
You bet.
Scholarship at Oklahoma State. He was a backup his freshman and sophomore year. Do you know behind who, Steve?
Byron. His brother.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Thurman Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a big there's a big stable for Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
You got Thurman Thomas starting his backups, Barry Sanders.
How about that?
Oklahoma State had some good running backs there. Big stellar season in 1988 netted him the Heisman Trophy. Joined the Lions in 1989. Had a 10-year career in Detroit.
In 2019, Sanders was included in the NFL 100th anniversary all-time team, and that marked him as one of the greatest all-time running backs alongside Hall of Fame running backs like Jim Brown, Walter Payton,
Gale Sayers.
Yeah, Earl Campbell. Good names there. So, again, that's a happy birthday on this day to Barry Sanders. And we finish things off with Wichita Thunder, ECHL, of the affiliate of the NHL's Edmonton Oilers and the AHL Bakersfield Condors. They announced the signing of two rookie forwards for the 2020-2021 season. Austin Albrecht comes to the Thunder from the NCAA, for where he's been playing for the last two seasons. He started at UMass Amherst before transferring to American International College. Alex Bernadelli joins the Thunder after 4 years at Colorado College. Both played multiple seasons in the NAHL, that's the North American Hockey League, prior to playing in the NCAA. And that's sports. Stephen Ted in the morning.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A call for a new national anthem. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.